This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Susanna Hodges.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. With me is Matthew McGinnis with Auburn Downtown Limo. How are you doing, Matthew? Thanks for joining us.
Doing well, Suzanne. This is great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about your business. What do you provide there?
We are a transportation service in the Auburn Opelika area, and we help commute to and from the downtown district. That's kind of where the name came from, Auburn Downtown Limo. And we go to and from dinner and restaurants, bars, and functions. We do normal limo work as well, but we have a unique business model, and we're having a blast serving this community.
So what are some of the situations that people would call you for if they would need a limo to take them around downtown? What are the events that they're trying to get to?
Absolutely. So, our college community is beautiful. It's, sorority functions, dances, and date night parties and things of that nature. They can stay together as groups, and that's where the dream came from. But there's also, Auburn's also has a vibrant waiting community. It's almost becoming a waiting hub. People come to school here, they fall in love here, they move off to Birmingham and local cities, and they want to come back here to have the wedding. And so that is taking place as well. But on a typical Friday, Saturday night, we are competing with Uber. You can call, we are available. And we even have an app now. I'll tell you guys more about that later in this show, but it's accessible. We charge per seat. It's the price points are going to blow you guys' mind away, and we're available. We do have the hourly rates at the typical, big events. We want to go to Atlanta for a bachelor party, so we do travel to the airport. I mean, transportation is needed in this town, and we're trying to do it at a high quality. So.
Okay. All right. So how did you get into this business, Matthew?
Well, I am an Auburn student or a graduate at this point. This company started in 2018, and I was a co-op student. I'm an engineer by trade. I'm an engineer during the day, limo man at night. And
okay. Sounds fun.
it's something. But I was a senior at Auburn. I had to stop co-op. And so I guess every other semester I would go off and work. And I was traveling to West Georgia's where I did my co-op and saw a limo on the side of the road. I was like, and so I went and started. I didn't buy that limousine, but I did find one at a good rate. And, threw what I had at it. And I was my own boss my senior year. I worked on the weekends and finished my schooling. And I had a lot of fun doing it, and I thought that would be the end of the story.
But you're still doing it.
Still doing it. After school, I graduated, went to Atlanta for a year for one job, and then found an opportunity to come back. I mean, I was traveling on the weekends to run this company, and mm-hmm. grew, and the community just loved it. They loved the price points, the energy, and the quality. It's high energy. It's a lot of fun. And so I've come back to run it. We just celebrated 5 years.
Amazing.
We have two matching party buses, brand new vehicles that are, the right size for what we do in this town. 14 passenger vehicles. They're so much fun. We hope people see them all over. We still have that same limo. It's been completely restored. I mean, it is mechanically sound. I use my degree every day keeping care of these vehicles. And they are on point. And we have a sedan that we use for airport trips now. We are cheaper than Uber to go all the way to Atlanta Airport.
You keep talking about your rates, how wonderful they are. So tell us a little bit about what would it cost to you were talking about like on a Friday night, you compete with Uber. If someone called you to pick them up somewhere, what would that cost?
So the neat thing is we work with Uber. A lot of our customers use us just to go out or vice versa. And Uber during peak times will really rates really go up. Ours are always, if you call, it's $12 a seat.
Wow.
And that's our rate.
$12
a seat. And so I want, you know, if you have a big group and you're going to work us to death, we're going to charge everybody $12. And it works for us. It works for you guys. You know, it works for the community. If it's a small group, you know, a private date, you know, we do have a 4-seat minimum in the limo. So, you know, $50, you can rent a limo to go out to dinner. Okay. I mean,
very cool.
You're not charging for time in between, and we're out. We're open. If it's the weekend and weekday nights, Tuesdays and Thursdays, we were open often this past fall. We had a great fall and pre-arrangement. If you book ahead, now our app is a scheduling platform, and you're able to go on there, put in the information, schedule a ride that offers you priority. You're not calling last minute hoping we're available. You have your ride secured. You know exactly what it's going to be. You know, a charge, and you can get your group together, disperse the funds, and know that we're going to show up. And the app was a lot of fun. It was, you know, it took a lot of work, a lot of technical stuff, but it, you know, hard work pays off.
Yes, it does. It always does. So let's say you live in Opelika and you want to be picked up and go downtown Auburn. Is that something you do? Will you pick up people in Opelika?
Yep. So 15 a seat is my Opelika price point.
Okay.
It's 15 a seat. And 15 a seat is also our most popular package because it's our 30 minutes. You get a dedicated 30 minutes in the vehicle. $12 is a direct trip pricing. 15 a seat gets you 30 minutes in a party bus. And or transportation to Opelika.
All right. So excellent. So
that's it.
That sounds really neat. So tell me a little bit about you getting into business here. You said it was 2018. You were a student at Auburn. You know, what were some of the challenges you had to overcome to get started in business, and how did you overcome it, and how did it make you a better person and a better business?
Well, I'll tell you what, learning curves when running and operating a business and starting out, it's a lot, especially when you're uneducated and don't know what you're doing. And
well, I think most of us are like that when we start our businesses, aren't we?
And that unknown factor.
Yes.
Don't let it stop you. I mean, it was just learn one thing, you know, just go. I'm going to sell rides, and I had to work with the city of Auburn and learn how to get a business license and know. And it was, my first ride in 2018 was graduation weekend. I showed up. I actually used the Uber platform. We showed up to pick up guests, and they're like, "This is a limousine." I'm like, "Well, I needed customers. Congratulations, you're my first customers."
Awesome.
And they freaked out, and the smiles was contagious. And
yes,
you find what you love and what you want to do, and that it has. I mean, that's part of the pain.
That's right.
It really is. And but you get to do it for yourself. I got to make my own hours, you know, but a little bit, you know. I mean, but it's it takes a lot, and I'm waiting for it to pay off. You know, it's a struggle. I hope to own these vehicles that where we've, you know, have put in SBA loans. It takes a lot of booking. I minored in business at Auburn, you know, accounting and bookkeeping. It's all very important. Without the taxes done in a particular way, none of it makes sense. And you got to really want it. Fight for it. It's a day-to-day battle and love. And then you can't share that stress with your customers. You got to answer the phone. Oh, 12 is plenty. It's come on, let's go. And
yes,
and if everyone keeps riding, it will be worth it. You know, so Auburn, Opelika, these vehicles are your limos. Please use them. Otherwise it doesn't make sense. I have a volume, business model.
Right.
And we all just need to use these things. You know, vehicles.
Yeah, the time is gone. It's gone. That's right.
You know, so, I mean, you guys want to, you know, do something that no other city's done. This is our chance, and I want to do it with the city. And you know, it's a lot of money, even if you add it all up. And so, but it's not unrealistic. You know, so it doesn't have to be for prom. But hey, we love proms too, and my prices don't change. Game day, it's still the same rates. And, you know, we had so much fun this last football season. Lake Martin's a big deal. Lake Martin community, we have a 4-hour package that will give you 2 hours to and from Lake Martin. And that we're bridging that gap and really
let
people come enjoy this city and the lake at the same time. We love Lake Martin. And the airport, we're doing that now too. Susanna, it's a fun place to work and play.
What's one thing you wish that people knew about your business that they may just not realize?
That there's an app.
There's an app. Okay.
An app, you know,
talk about that. What is how do you download? What's it called? So we know how to download it.
You just go to the Apple Store or the Google Play, wherever you get your apps, and just look, just search Auburn Downtown Limo. You know, ADL, Auburn ADL, or some of that nature. On my Instagram, AUB Downtown Limo, Aub Downtown Limo on Instagram. There's a link you just, you know, follow, bam. Our Instagram's so much fun. We have giveaways, we have photo contests, you know, you can see the energy and what, you know, what the experience is all about and what, you know, what this is all, you know, what the point is. And there's a link there to download the app. And
okay.
So
do people contact you mainly through the app or can they give you a call?
A lot of people.
Or website maybe.
Yeah. If you go to the website, you can type in a message. We'll reach out that way. AuburnDowntownLimbo.com. 334-259-9200.
Okay.
And this number is a really neat, you know, just for other businesses that are trying to start off, we use a thing called Sideline. It's an app that allows all my drivers and me and my dispatch all to be plugged into the same system. So when you're texting and calling this number, it goes to your driver, it goes to home base, and, we're accessible. Call, text, and we'll reach out and get you scheduled.
All right. Well, thank you, Matthew, for talking with us today. I'm excited to learn more about Auburn Downtown Limo. Really appreciate you joining us.
Suzanne, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Auburn. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpauburn.com. That's gnpauburn.com. Or call 334-429-7404.